Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Notice carefully the following words, quote, "From whose womb comes the ice, and the frost of heaven, who gives it birth? The waters harden like stone, and the surface of the deep is frozen." Job 28, verses 29 and 30. There are thousands of Google sites that purport to answer the question, why does water freeze from the top down, or something similar. When I was a teen, I recall hearing Dr. David Gooding telling of two men walking down a city street. "Why do these street lights shine?" one asked the other. The answer involved wires and filaments, electrons and photons and the like. "But," observed the good doctor, "the man was answering how, not why. The answer to why was that the city fathers thought it would be safer to have them." All these sites are offering explanations for how, in the Lord's words, quote, "the surface of the deep is frozen." Other substances become more dense as they change from liquid to solid form. As the molecules slow down, they become more structured, more compacted, and therefore more dense. But water is the opposite, as seen in your floating ice cubes. This is a result of the bonding of the hydrogen in the molecules, where they arrange in a lattice structure with empty spaces between. If water followed the general rule, all northern lakes and rivers would freeze from the bottom up, flooding everywhere and killing most of the life within. At this point, we come to the question, why? If everything we see was a mere accident of nature, then why is a nonsensical question. You can't have a purpose without a purposer, or a design without a designer. The specific answer to why is practical, but the ultimate answer is that God wants us to know Him and trust the wisdom of His perfect plan.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.